Welcome to Very Fine Friends.
Honey, wake the kids.
Gather around the fireplace.
Crackle, crackle.
Get a warm cup of cocoa. And settle in with a blanket.
Nice.
Because it's time for some bonus improv. Joe, could you please feed us a suggestion inside of a gingerbread cookie?
Mm-hmm. Coming right up. Your sweet little suggestion is unfair.
Unfair. Wow, Francis, I feel like you probably have a lot of thoughts on this.
I have been frequently wronged. A lot of things in life are unfair, you know?
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, I think the concept of fairness is just something we made up.
Oh, totally. Like as a wise man once said, you never, never know what worse luck your bad luck saved you from.
Wow, that is good.
So deep, right?
Oh.
I know.
Wow, that was like a season one callback.
Yeah.
Are we doing seasons, by the way?
Sure.
We're seasoned.
Yes, we're doing seasons because we're seasoned. But yeah, I know that the idea of fairness is like, you never know, like you look at somebody's life and you want it and then suddenly they get cancer or something. I don't know.
I think that a lot. I knew someone who like had like the I was so jealous of their life and yeah, they got cancer and passed away.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Not just for the bod.
And she was like a really, she's a really nice person too.
Mm.
Super kind.
Wow. That's unfair.
Yeah. Just goes to show you anything could happen at any time to anyone.
Yep.
I mean, she must be nice. She did that for the pod.
That's true. No, and we hadn't even existed yet. She had an inkling.
She just knew.
Yeah. She saw me and she was like, one day.
You're going to need to relay this story.
Yeah. And you have to say something about fairness.
Okay.
I rarely hear of someone I hate having something bad befall them. What's up with that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm trying to think of a good example. You know, you have someone like, Dick Cheney's dead. Great. Like, but he lived for a very long time. He seemed to have gotten everything that he wanted out of life.
Yeah, I think we're all too like civilized. Like we're not like a primitive species anymore. So we don't settle interpersonal disputes with violence. So we would rather acquiesce to people that are being bullies or like tyrannical rather than like get in a physical confrontation, which is why like the moniker of like bad things happen to good people, I guess.
Well, also we live in a like tyrannical police state where like there's
also
consequences for doling out justice, even if it's justified.
Yeah.
It's like you deserve punishment. But yeah. Also, I need to go to work,
yeah.
So I can't be going to jail now.
And now, improv. Veronica. Hey, Veronica.
Hold on. Okay, what?
I wanted to tell you, I know you wanted the lead in the school play, and I know that I got it. And I know you were working really hard at it.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I know that that's very unfair.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that because it is. Go on.
And I just wanted to let you know I've made it all better. I gave myself cancer just to even the playing field a little bit. I'm so sorry that. So now we're even. I get the lead in the school play, but.
Well, now I feel terrible because I wished you would get it.
Oh, wait, what?
Well, before you gave it to yourself for me.
I did it for you.
But I
got it for you. For you, Veronica.
But I didn't.
To make it fair, Veronica, I got it for you.
But I didn't know when I wished it on you that you were going to do that.
Did you really think I was so terrible of a person that I wouldn't give myself cancer to make things fair?
I was upset. My emotions were rolling around in me like a wave on an ocean. I was mad.
I'm going to say it. The fact that you can't control your emotions is the reason that you didn't get the lead in the school play. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Emotions is what acting's all about. Okay, stop.
Mrs. Duncan said she couldn't trust you to control your emotions on stage, and that's why she couldn't cast you.
She told you that?
She told me that, of course. She tells her ingenue everything.
I'm sorry.
You're just jealous that you don't have the same kind of relationship with Mrs. Duncan that I have.
I'm going to prove to you that I'm emotionally stable. When I go home tonight, I'm going to wish that you are cured.
Don't you dare.
Yeah.
Don't you unlevel that playing field.
Your stupid cancer's going away.
No, don't you dare.
Yeah, and then life's going to be unfair again. I'm going to take it fine.
No. No. Better not, Veronica.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
And then Mrs. Duncan is going to confide in me, and she's going to...
Better not.
And she'll be like, you're my ingenue.
No.
And then I'll be like, don't tell her that because she can't handle it.
Well, then you're going to have to get cancer.
I'll do whatever I have to do.
Cut to 3 days later. Veronica, can I speak to you a moment?
Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
I just got back from my oncologist.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. What did they have to say?
He said it was like a miracle or something, but my cancer is gone.
The cancer left?
The cancer is gone.
Maybe it couldn't stand you.
What did you do to my level playing field?
I undid it, biznatch.
No.
I went home and I did what I did and now you're here.
No, I can't live with this guilt of being better than you.
Shocker, you're gonna live because the cancer's gone.
No. You know what? You know what?
Oh, I don't feel good.
Wait, no.
Didn't I tell you?
No, don't you dare.
This is hard to say.
Don't you dare.
I am riddled. And I mean riddled with cancer.
Don't you know?
Every cell. Yep.
Veronica, what have you done?
It's like honeycombs in there.
No.
And guess what Mrs. Duncan said?
No.
She said she's going to plan my funeral after the show, which she's sure is going to be great.
Well, the joke's on you.
What?
Because now the playing field is no longer level. Now you're above me. Ha ha ha. Deal with that guilt.
Oh.
Now you have the advantage. No. You have Mrs. Duncan. You have the honeycomb cancer. You've got everything. And I'm just healthy.
Well, I guess we're each just going to have to live with that.
No, we can't. Cut to the next day.
Beep. Sorry, that's my cancer machine.
Yeah. I know what it is. I had one as of 4 days ago, and I don't anymore, thanks to you.
I know. I saw your name scribbled on it under checked out.
Well, I got some news for you.
Oh.
I leveled the playing field on your behalf.
Is that even man?
What?
What is that even man?
What is that even man? Tell you what it means.
An L. Go on.
When was the last time you spoke to your parents?
This morning.
Okay.
They kissed me. They told me they loved me and they're proud of me.
Yeah. Well, that's the last thing they've ever said to you.
What?
That's right.
What do you mean?
I cut the brakes on their car. They were in a terrible accident and they're gone now. So now you are disadvantaged.
Wait.
You leveled the playing field, leveled again.
No.
You have Mrs. Duncan, but no parents.
You dumb bitch. The playing field is still wildly unlevel.
No.
You're just making me more bad. Things are bad for me. You didn't make anything. Don't you see what you've done?
You took Mrs. Duncan from me. I took your parents from
you.
Okay,
fine. You eye for an eye that.
I'm pretty sure this is a level playing field.
No.
Oh, great. So you're smarter than me, too? That's another one-up that you have on me? What else should I take from you, Veronica?
There's nothing left to take. Give me your hair.
No.
I will need it shortly.
I know, because of your chemo.
You can apologize for everything you've done, and we can be friends again. And you can do the play bald. And I'll know. And I'll know.
And then we're even.
And then we're even. Here's the wall. W-A-H-L. Clippers. Ah. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. As you know, I'm much smarter.
Yeah, I know. And you know things about brands that I don't know about.
Yeah, it's fully charged.
Good. All right.
Take it all off in one fell swoop so it remains wig-like. Wow.
There. Now I'm bald. Are you happy?
Yes, I'm happy.
Great.
Now go do your show.
I'm going to.
Okay.
Cut to the day after the show. Did you see, Veronica? Did you see what the school paper said about the play?
Oh. I'm sorry. I know this is going to be hard for you. She's dead. I'm just wheeling her around school like she would have wanted. She wanted me to tell you something.
What?
She said you were magnificent in the show.
You stupid dead bitch! Scene.